Architect Patrick Farley greets about a dozen people eager to check out the future home of Richmond's Food Co-op. The tour starts in what is now a barren parking lot. Come opening day, says Farley, you'll see lots of plants and outdoor seating, what he calls the front porch.
To create a really dynamic, interactive public space that welcomes the community.
The co-op is leasing a building off Forest Hill Avenue on Westover Hills Boulevard in a 5,000 square foot space that used to be a thrift store and before that, a Safeway. Farley points out where the aisles and registers will be, a station for coffee and prepared food, the kitchen and service area. They're going to repurpose as many materials as possible and hire locals to make the rest.
The casework, the little bit of kind of cabinetry type of fabrications that we'll have, like the customer service desk and the coffee bar and recycling center, those will be made locally with materials that are, like I always specify, formaldehyde free, you know, products, sustainably harvested woods and such. That's actually becoming almost commonplace anymore. So I could say the wood products will be, you know, low impact, you know, call it sustainable, but certainly in line with our kind of ethos as a co-op.
Eventually, says Farley, they hope to add solar energy.
So it isn't just a great thing to do from an environmental perspective or from a brand perspective. It actually goes right to the bottom line. We'll, in other words, be putting money in our own collective pockets for having on-site energy production because it'll cause the meter to go backwards, which is really going into our bank account.
There are more than 200 co-op grocery stores across the country, including in Harrisonburg and Roanoke. The number is growing, but down from a peak in the 1970s. This will be the first in Richmond since Fair Share Cooperative Grocery closed in the 1990s.
So it's been a very long and rewarding journey. It's been about 5 years in the process of growing our membership.
Michelle Lord co-founded the Richmond Food Co-op with Susan Hill. Through hundreds of events, potlucks, even a book club, they've attracted more than 1,100 members.
It's been really a labor of love for, I think, all of the people involved in it. It really is a community effort where, you know, this is a matter of word of mouth, of volunteer effort, of people coming together around this idea of growing it. So we're at a really exciting point because we now have a site and we are working to get it open. All of the next big hurdles are finishing our capitalization and hiring our general manager, doing the build out of the store, and then opening our doors. So we've made really good progress in all of those directions, and we have this really great site that I think is in a good neighborhood for really making sure that we're accessible to a lot of Richmond, and also that we're able to just offer a diversity of options in an area that doesn't have a lot of options.
For the Richmond Food Co-op, there's a one-time sign-up fee of $25 and a $125 equity charge that's refunded if you ever leave the area. Income-qualified residents can pay $5 to join and $10 in equity. Anyone can shop at the co-op, but members are also co-owners. They take part in decision-making and eventually sharing in any profits.
Having local sustainable practices sort of makes for a better community.
Inter di Puja signed up as the 300th member several years ago.
That's what made me join, is hoping for a local co-op which could provide great quality food at affordable price and sense of community. So that was important to me, to be part of the community, the local community.
Community and affordable prices were also important to Audrey Kane. She became a member recently after a good experience with a co-op in Pittsburgh.
It was more affordable than Whole Foods, but it still had local produce. It had, and just, you know, a nice selection. It had a hot bar, and so I was really excited to learn about the efforts here to open the co-op in this particular area, because we live like maybe a quarter mile, half mile away. So, and there really are no grocery stores in this area right now. So,
hey, thanks for being a member, man. Nice to meet you.
Husha also joined the member loan campaign, a financing model that many co-ops use. The cost to open the store in Richmond is about $1.7 million. The co-op will raise about $800,000 through member loans, borrowing the rest from a financial institution.
Co-ops are this unique business structure where they are about ownership in a community. And so member loans are this exciting way to sort of extend that and offer this other way to invest your money, to really look at it from a slow money perspective in terms of knowing where your money is, being able to have that have the biggest impact on your community, on your economy.
Lord says they're hoping to wrap up fundraising this fall with a goal of opening the Richmond Co-op in 2018. Architect Patrick Farley will do additional building tours in October and November. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.
I'm Daphne Maxwell Reed. See photos and hear expanded radio stories at ideastations.org/radiocurrents. And watch Virginia Currents on WCVE PBS, Thursdays at 8 and online at ideastations.org.